From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Cormery. Juneau's rental market is competitive, and some people have taken advantage of the situation to scam people who are desperate for housing. Last week, the Juneau Police Department arrested Rebecca Jo Burke for allegedly advertising a property that she was not authorized to rent. Police say Burke sent photos of the fake rental to an individual and accepted an $850 deposit after they signed a meaningless lease. KTOO's Chloe Plesnack spoke to Lieutenant Craig Campbell from the Juneau Police Department to learn how people can identify and avoid rental scams.
Lieutenant, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. This month, an arrest was made surrounding a scheme to collect rental deposits for fraudulent apartment listings. Has Juneau Police Department dealt with other cases related to rental fraud in the past year? How common is this particular crime?
You know, that's the first one that I've heard about. I think it's a pretty uncommon thing, at least for rental stuff, to where it's the point where someone actually gets scammed out. I mean, I'm sure everybody's pretty familiar with online scams through social media, advertising something fake. But as far as the reports to the police department where somebody's out money, this one is the first one I'm familiar with.
And we know people are desperate for housing in Juneau. I know firsthand from my experience moving here this summer that finding a place to live before actually moving here with the price of flights and ferries, it's a really hard process. So how do potential renters protect themselves from schemes like this one? Are there specific things that they should look out for when responding to ads for rental units?
You know, I think the best bet is if you can try to get recommendations from people you know, but if you are answering things from online advertisements or online rentals, is talk with the person, you know, get photographs, do some research as far as who's the owner of the property. You know, if their person is claiming their owner, you can always look up the city's assessor database to see, are they the actual owner of that property? But then also make sure to, one of the biggest ones is make sure go there, go to the property, talk to the person who says they're renting it, do tours inside, even talk to neighbors. Those things are all helpful just to try to make sure that, yes, this person does have the rights to rent this property. They have keys. They can go inside. They can do all those things. Nothing just seems out of the ordinary. Like anything, if you just see an online ad and you respond to it or pay money to it, you don't really know the full picture. And although this is the first rental fraud advertisement I've dealt with, we do periodically get fraudulent schemes through Facebook and things like that for job employment, people buying or selling vehicles, all those things. Just a big unknown if you're not actually physically speaking with a person who's renting something.
So what can someone do if they suspect that they might be a victim of a crime like this?
You know, the very first thing is contact the police department. Let us know so we can start looking into it on their behalf. So we can contact the other person, try to get to the other side of the story, and really do some research to see if maybe it could be a legitimate rental, but we can look on the other side to see if there could be any type of fraud going on and to see if there's a crime.
And are there any other known scams that Juneau residents should be cautious of at the moment?
I've definitely seen several scams for buying or selling vehicles online. Sometimes you get those deals too good to be true. Someone's selling a vehicle and they're going to ship it from down south to Juneau at a really low price. Sometimes those things are just, you know, too good of an option or too good to be true, like I said. And, you know, so there's those jobs, people advertising some kind of online job for people. Sometimes those are just, you got to do a lot more research to make sure that they are legitimate. Obviously, some of the biggest ones too are someone wanting to have you cash checks for them for, even if it's, they claim it's for some specific business reason. I wouldn't trust those things.
All right. That's Lieutenant Campbell from the Juneau Police Department. Thank you so much for your insight and time.
You're welcome. Okay. Take care.
That was KTOO's Chloe Plesnack speaking with Police Lieutenant Craig Campbell about rental scams. Molly of Denali has been nominated for 2 Children's and Family Emmy Awards. Vera Starbird is one of the show's writers. She says that Molly of Denali is special to her because of its role informing young people about what it means to be Alaska Native.
We're dealing with racism. We're dealing with identity. We're dealing with really serious Alaska Native issues, but in the context of educating small children. Like, you just, you know, like, there's just an inherently fun thing about that.
Starbird says she often would think of Molly of Denali as a show about Alaska for Alaskans, but the Emmy nomination makes her think more about how people outside the state value the show.
Alaskans in general kind of do that to themselves, you know, like we love what we put out there into the world, but we don't think anyone else will take it as seriously or care about it. And this shows people will. People do.
Frank Henry Koshkatas is another writer for the show who is listed on the Emmy nomination. Writing for a children's show means he can help create representation that he didn't have as a kid.
When I was little, I thought the Ultimate Warrior, the professional wrestler, was a Native guy because I just didn't have any representation that I knew of in the media. Turns out he's like Italian from New Jersey, but that, like, when I was little, I was like, that guy is Tlingit. You know, when I was a little kid, I was like, he's a Tlingit. He wasn't. But, you know, we were dead. I was grasping at straws at that point.
Now, Katas points to shows like Spirit Rangers and Reservation Dogs that give young Indigenous people a view of themselves on television. This is the first year of the Children's and Family Emmys. The nominations were announced early in November, and the winners will be announced next month. Three cruise ships that visited Southeast Alaska this summer received awards for reporting whale sightings as part of a federal program. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration recognized the top three contributors to their effort: the Norwegian Encore, the Cunard ship Queen Elizabeth, and Holland America's New Amsterdam. More than 900 whale sightings were reported by Alaska Cruise Lines this year. The Encore was responsible for nearly a third of them. The Norwegian Cruise Line vessel reported almost 300 sightings. The Queen Elizabeth submitted just shy of 200, and the New Amsterdam reported 76. The reports were all made through the Whale Alert Alaska program. It's an app that launched in 2012 to help ships avoid whale strikes. NOAA and Glacier Bay National Park expanded it for use in Southeast Alaska in 2016. Carly Lowe is one of the NOAA biologists running the program.
We have sort of a live map that shows where all the whales are, and that way people can, you know, look at the map before they take off to see, you know, what the sightings were around their area, and hopefully try to avoid some of the whales in the area that they're, you know, going through.
The app replaces a previous program where cruise line agencies of Alaska would send out maps of recent whale sightings once a week through email.
So we're trying to just, you know, really make it as easy as possible for people to use, and that way it's not burdensome and it's just seamless into their other programs.
Lowe says this was the first year that NOAA gave out awards for the most reports to come from a vessel.
We're hoping to continue with that program with just some friendly competition.
The Encore's first navigation officer also received an award for his specific reports, as did a lookout on board the Queen Elizabeth. And a correction. In an interview about how Juneau voted that aired yesterday and today on KTOO, the Alaska House District 3 community of Klukwan was misidentified as Klawak. And as for the weather, it's currently 31 degrees at Juneau International Airport, and it's a little bit sunny. Tonight's supposed to be clear, and tomorrow looks like it will also be sunny. Some snow could come in tomorrow night, and this weekend it looks like rain. You're listening to KTOO.